Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in the little city. And like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming. But I know change gon' come. Yes, it is. 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 Yes, it is.
Blessed, the true and living, giving thanksgiving. All is blessed after 6 days of war. Watch battleships from far rocks, seashore. Stop my bed with horse, convert, we hold no more. Our social uproar. Purchase wheat and burnt down stores. Liberty no longer had statues. She sunk to the sea floor. She lied, pillaged, and raped from times before. Up to yesterday, I grabbed my mic, settled the score. Lift up my mic to thunder, enlightened like the mighty Thor. Woke woolly head moors to say the start of the war. They came full force with rage, AIDS, anthrax, crack. Concentration camps, revamped, core prisons, financing back by corporations, TV stations, show full support, quote injustice. Got them in the streets, got them in the court. Projects are breeding grounds for plagues, unhealth abort. When the aid came, devil shell, mission abort. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wool with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no peace. Remember the old world, old ways, old messiahs. Teaching economics, nourish the blood like vampires. Revamp the suck life from the poor, in the name of their God Thor. Greed, lost control, wanted more ore. Toil, you seek, pillage, destroy. Employs slaves to dig and mine the caves for a wage. This is the enlightened age. CEO posed as a saint. Scripture on a currency page. Stage terror, old orders, old regimes. Set laws, just rules, unjustly seen. Stamped and branded men like cattle.
Human resources,
humans are resources.
Armed their minds
to serve the forces of evil.
Backwards,
bells live. Evil's against life, take it away and never forgive. Evil is cancer cells, feed on good cells. Kill them, destroy the host and move on. Character of this old will. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wool with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you Father for the peace, no peace. It's
Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Aden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good evening, fam. You're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. And today's show is titled Of Operation and Sense. The very short quote of today's show comes from Book 14, verse 22, and it goes as follows. This is a sacred speech, son. The body cannot consist without a soul. End quote. Of course, that was Tahuti speaking to his son, Imhotep, in the chapter of the same title of Operation and Sense. It's very, I guess, revealing to me that I would choose this topic for this evening, Operation and Sense. And the main thing we must know when I start off this topic is the quote that a body cannot consist without a soul. Now, I know that when we talk of soul on dimensional reality, that we often talk of soul as spirit, or we talk of spirit as soul. We talk of them as one and the same thing. That's not going to be the topic of today's show, but had to start off to get the general audience to understand that soul and spirit are actually two different things. I mean, quite frankly, every living creature, every sentient being in this three-dimensional reality is a soul. Souls is spirit, and spirit is souls, because we don't comprehend the operation of the soul and the operation of the spirit. You know, the purpose, the whole purpose of us living life is through this sojourn we call life to regenerate our souls. And we regenerate our souls for the purpose of when our souls depart these bodies and separate from them, that our souls will resurrect back into our immortal bodies, or we will resurrect back into our immortal selves. And a lot of us have not been doing that for a very long time. That's why this three-dimensional world is still going, because there's a lot of souls trapped down here, and they keep it going. We don't see them. Of course we don't see them, because the naked eye cannot see the soul. Because when the soul departs from the body, what we call death, it really is no such thing as death, because we must understand that our immortal self, the essence of us, all of us, is immortal. And what is immortal never dies. Just changes form, because we cannot see that form that we change into when we depart from this life. We call it death. Not understanding what death truly is. And so we incorrectly call that transition of leaving this body death. But as I go on, I wanted to read the chapter of Operation and Sense. I think the Nitya Sesson says it better than I can explain it, what this is truly about. It's a pretty short chapter. It's only about... I'm not going to try to read the whole chapter. It's about 67 verses, but I'm not going to try to read the whole thing. 21. And it starts out, conversations between Imhotep and his father, Tahuti. Imhotep starts out saying, "You have well explained these things, father. Teach me furthermore these things. For you say that science and art were the operations of the rational. But now you say that beasts are unreasonable, and for want of reason, both are and are called brutes, so that by this reason must need follow that unreasonable creatures partake not of science or art, because they come short of reason." Excuse me. Then Tahuti responds, It must need be so. Excuse me again. "It must need be so, son." So Imhotep then responds, "Why then, O father, do we see some unreasonable living creatures use both science and art. As the ant treasures up for themselves food against the winter, and fowls of the air likewise make them nests, and four-footed beasts know their own dens. These things they do, O son, not by science or art, but by nature. For science or art are things that are taught, but none of these brutal beasts are taught any of these things. But these things, being natural to them, are wrought by nature, whereas art and science do not happen to all, but to some. As men are musicians, but not all, neither are all archers or huntsmen or the rest, but some of them have learned something by working of science of art. After the same manner also, if some pismires did so and some not, you might well say they gather their food according to science and art. But seeing they are all led by nature to the same thing, even against their wills, it is manifest they do not do it by science or art. For operations, O Imhotep, being actions, are in bodies and work by bodies. This is why, O Imhotep, inasmuch as they are actions, you must say they are immortal. But inasmuch as they cannot act without bodies, I say they are always in a body. For those things that are to anything, or for the cause of anything, made subject to providence or necessity, cannot possibly remain idle of their own proper operation, is, shall ever be, for both the body and the life of it is the same. And by this reason it follows that the bodies also are always, because I affirm that this corporeity is always by the act and operation or for them. For although earthly bodies be subject to dissolution, yet these bodies must be the places and the organs and instruments of acts or operations. But acts or operations are immortal, and that which is immortal is always an act, and therefore also corporation, if it be always. Acts or operations do follow the soul, yet come suddenly or promiscuously, but some of them together with being made man, being about brutal or unreasonable things. But the pure operations do insensibly, in the change of time, work with the oblique part of the soul. And these operations depend on bodies, and truly they that are corporations come from the divine bodies into mortal ones. But every one of them act both about the body and the soul, and are present with the soul even without the body. And they are always acts or operations. But the soul is not always in a mortal body, for it can be without a body. But acts or operations cannot be without bodies. And I'll stop right there. All this week, I was thinking about mortality and the purpose of life and what we are supposed to be doing in this life. And that's what drove me to this show this evening. You know, I missed my window last week and I was unable to complete the show. But I was thinking all this week about mortality and the darkness of times. Oh, here we are. so caught up in the darkness of times, or we cannot see, because of the darkness of times, we cannot see what is the operations that is happening all around us. We can't sense it because we have been taught since we was very young to only concentrate on what we can see and feel and taste and touch. The senses, the mortal senses that we have, if we cannot and around us with these senses in our minds, we think that it isn't so. It doesn't exist because we can't detect it with the senses. You know, a lot of us talk about there is really no creator in the universe because we cannot see the creator with our physical eyes. Or some of us blaspheme and say that the creator is a man or a woman. And we say, well, it can't be, the creator can't be nothing else but a man or a woman, because you know, that's what we see. And we know that man is actually a cross between Neteru and animal. And so when we think of the highest Neteru, or the architect of creation, he said it must be a man or a woman. And when I hear people say that, I say, you know, in my mind, I go, well, if the creator is a man or a woman, then all it takes is just the dared to figure out where is this man or where is this woman residing. And then you have the malicious ones amongst us that go, if the creator is a man or a woman, then we need to find where the creator is at so we can take the creator out and rule creation. That's what a malicious man or a woman, that's how they would think. But I look beyond the physical makeup of the universe and I say that the creator can't be just a man or just a woman, because as malicious as men have always been, somebody would have did that in the past. They would have said, well, let's just figure out where the creator is at and where go and kill him and take his or her spot. If indeed we think the creator is a man or a woman. But the creator is the all within us all. It's not just a man or just a woman. The creator is within all men and within all women. And as I say that, I know a part of me goes, but from my Natir Sessin teachings, that Sessin is not in every man and Sessin is not in every woman. For in some of us, Sessin departs and leave our souls to be tormented by the avenging spirit, as it says. the avenging spirit torments them endlessly. That is what makes them love malicious acts. They are as if they cannot live without doing something malicious. And this is just the cessing, being absent within them. And their souls are tormented endlessly. And so when we look at the earth around us, I know when I say this, people, usually they get upset when I tell them that this earth is hell. And I describe it as the Hellenistic mind just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this show, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man, Hotep. For those listening on the phone in playback, I will continue. So, as the mortal man or mortal woman is endlessly tormented by this passable three-dimensional world, and when the universal mind, which is Sesson, some say the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, etc., when that departs from a person, when the Holy Spirit departs from a person, or the Sesson departs from a person, and a malicious spirit attacks, and it leaves them, that man or woman, to be tormented by the existence of their immortal soul in this mortal body. Their immortal soul is tormented. Well, all of our souls are actually tormented to be in our bodies. You know, some of us, we cannot separate our souls from our bodies. We think they're one and the same. We describe ourselves through our bodies. When we look in the mirror and we see the image looking back at us, we go, that's us, that's me, staring back at me. And no, that's just the vessel that carries you. Your body is just a vessel. It isn't you. It's just the vessel that carries you. You are the soul inside the body. A lot of us, because our senses have been deceived on what this reality truly is, we have a misconception of the operations and senses of the body and the soul and the mind. Because indeed, a lot of us are without mind. And when we are void of mind, we are tormented by the avenging spirit. It's what drives us to continuous evil behavior. You know, these evil behaviors manifest themselves as murders, rapes, lies, deceit, all those things that we say are bad. But even further than that, I even say that we live in a world that teaches us when we're young that good things are bad and bad things are good. I mean, in this year of 2016, in pop culture, there's a show. I'm not even going to mention the name of the show. But there's a show that celebrates just that, that celebrates the good as being bad and the bad as being good. It celebrates it. You know, it made me think about a couple of years back. I know I seen a video of some pastor in the church. Can't remember the name of the pastor, and frankly, it's not important. But I remember he was spinning a Biggie Small records backwards in the church. Because I guess at the time he did the lecture that Biggie Smalls was one of the more popular rappers. And he wanted to teach his congregation what the children were listening to. And I know when he spent the Biggie Small records backwards, it was saying something about the devil, 666, or something like that. And he said, this is what our children are listening to every day, playing this music. Now, I haven't DJed in a long time. And so, you know, when I stopped DJing, pretty much, I never DJed Biggie Small Records or any of the popular artists from that time on up to today. But when I seen the pastor backspinning the record and what was coming out, it made me think of the old rock and roll records from the 70s. I mean, I didn't have many rock and roll records, but I know there was a couple that I remember backspinning like that and hearing these sounds coming out of them. And that would pretty much turn me off to rock and roll. I didn't like the music anyway. But when I heard that, you know, you backspin a rock record, you hear, you know, crap like that, it told me definitely that I didn't like that music and I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I know when I went to the Music Business Institute back in the 90s, and one of my classmates, I remember, she was saying, oh, Satan got cool music. And we was just walking to the train stop after class, and I remember her saying that to another one of my classmates. And, you know, I know they was talking about rock and roll music. And I remember looking at them. I didn't say anything. I just looked at them and shook my head. Because I had just read a book. I was reading a book on the train very recently before she said that, about rock and roll being the music of the devil. And of course, you know, I remember leaving that book on the train because I didn't think it was nonsense, but I just didn't think there was any factual basis to it until I heard her say that. But once I heard my classmate say that, I went, wow. So that was true, what I was reading in that book. You know, this is actually what's going on in the music. Of course, this was before I ever heard of John Todd. And John Todd was, I believe he was a music exec that was part of a witch coven. You know, he said his family is part of a witch coven that operates in this country, that operates through the music industry. And I was saying that popular music is put together to draw more people into the devil, draw more people into being comfortable with Satanism, because through the music they can get people they normally couldn't touch. I mean, for example, you know, I learned not too long ago that, you know, this is actually an operation in gospel music, because I listened to gospel music, you know, for a long time. Not that I like it, but, you know, that I was around, you listened to gospel music. And, you know, you couldn't tell them that this wasn't the music of what they call God. And I simply say that most of us don't understand what God, what Allah, what Lord, and what Jesus truly is. We don't understand what that is. Because our sense of reality has been flipped. We think good is bad, and we think bad is good. You know, a lot of us don't even go next to the word etymology, more or less not even knowing what it means. You know, it's just the study of words. You know, we speak this language, English, but we never studied it. We never studied the words that make up this language called English. Where do they come from? What do they mean? You know, we call the, well, not we, but there are people out there that call the Creator God, knowing that God is just the word dog flipped backwards. It's a representation of the culture that this language comes from. They worship the dog. You know, they are the ones that said that they are the descendants of Romulus and Remus, two wolves. This is not something Amon Ra is making up. This is what they say in their folklore. You know, I don't say that the word Jesus actually means praise Zeus. This is the etymology of their language. I speak English, but it's not my language. It doesn't come from me. You know, some of us have been, well, not some of us, the world has been under the rule of the Romans for so long that we actually think English is our first language. And it isn't. You know, I was honored begin to learn the Haratic language. My brother Rasnamir Moon, you know, he sent me words, and, you know, he began teaching it to me. And, well, He sent me the words, and I start learning it on my own. And when I begin to speak the hieratic language, that's when this world began to be to look very different to me. And what we were saying to each other every day, why we were saying it, did we know what we were saying to each other? I know I did a show probably 2 years ago that was talking about the days, the names, plural, of the days of the week and the months of the year that we use every single day, not knowing what it really means. I know I didn't know. You know, you have Sunday, the day of the sun, Monday, the day of the moon, Tuesday, the day of Tugs, I can't remember exactly how it's spelled. I think it's T-E-U-S-D-A-G-G, Tuesday. You know, Wednesday, the day of Woden or Woden, Thor. Friday, the day of Frigg or the Frigg star. Saturday, of course, the day of Saturn, which is just another name for Kronos. And Sunday, the day of his son, which is Zeus. If you know the old Roman tale of Zeus and the Titans defeating Saturn, his father, because his father Saturn